The first ever US patent for a toothbrush was issued in 1857. Mr. H.M. Wadsworth was a man who claimed to have invented a new and improved toothbrush. Despite this patent becoming official in the 19th century, many of our manual toothbrushes today look remarkably similar to Wadsworth's 1857 version. This gives rise to the question, how could someone reinvent the toothbrush? Can we improve on our current model? The answer, when you look at the facts, is yes. As of December the 25th, there were 138 new US patents with the word toothbrush in the title during 2012. That's 138 new patents in the space of 1 year. Why so many? One reason given by the patent holders is that there is something missing from toothbrushes as we know them. This does make some sense when we consider that cleaning our teeth is a much more complicated process than most of us realise. There is a lot of room for invention if there are multiple problems with a product. When we look at our mouths and teeth, there are lots of different areas to clean, different shapes, different textures, differences in how hard or soft an area is, and so on. Taking these variations into account can be tricky, as there are so many variables to consider. Tom Mintel, Vice President of Research and Development at Colgate's Global Toothbrush Division, says that one possible way around this would be to make toothbrushes smarter. This has already happened in the UK, where Colgate has started producing toothbrushes with sensors in the handle, so that the toothbrush knows where it is inside the mouth. The product is already on the shelves. The sensors allow the toothbrush to recognise where exactly in the mouth it is cleaning, and then it can adjust to clean the surface as effectively as possible. Another reason why there are so many new patents for toothbrushes is that people want to update the design. Nowadays, toothbrushes are designed to grab people's attention with bright colours and curvy handles. Some people are less concerned with correcting users' brushing techniques and more concerned with how attractive the toothbrush will look in the supermarket. According to dental hygienist Michael Davidson, correct brushing technique requires the person to hold the brush at about a 45-degree angle downwards in the direction of the gums. He decided one day that he was going to come up with an idea for an excellent toothbrush which really cleaned teeth well. He went about this in an original way, working out that it would be better to tilt the bristles of the toothbrush to a 45-degree angle, rather than trying to correct how people brush their teeth and change the angle at which we hold the brush. This meant that the person using the toothbrush could brush their teeth as they normally would, but thanks to the angle of the bristles, they would clean their teeth more effectively than before. One dentist, Joshua Atkin, redesigned the toothbrush in a different manner. His inspiration was personal. He would always forget to pack a toothbrush when travelling, so he struck upon the idea of an all-in-one toothbrush. This is a brush with a hollow handle from which capsules of dried toothpaste can be released. All you have to do is put one of the capsules into the head of the toothbrush, run it underwater for a few moments to soften the capsule up, and then simply brush as normal. Toothbrush inventor is an incredibly unlikely answer if you were to ask a child.